Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim in a suspicious shooting incident as 41-year-old Eureka resident Bryles Nelson McCutcheon. Deputies found McCutcheon at the rear end of his pickup truck on Crestview Drive in Eureka on Saturday afternoon, and they realized he had suffered a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead as a result of the wound, and an investigation into his death has been opened. The Sheriff's Office has released few other details surrounding the incident, and anyone with information about McCutcheon or the circumstances that led to his death is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The California Highway Patrol is searching for the driver of a 1998 Honda Civic who fled the scene of a single-vehicle crash that involved a collision with a bull and resulted in the death of the passenger on Friday night. The driver was headed southbound on Highway 101 just north of the Red Crest off-ramp when the car hit a bull that was standing in the roadway. The car overturned and the front seat passenger suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene while the driver fled on foot. Residents of an apartment building in the 400 block of Bayside Road in Arcata are being credited with preventing the spread of a fire by using fire extinguishers. When firefighters reached the scene and entered the apartment at just before 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, they found that the fire had been extinguished by the residents. The fire first started when lightweight curtains came into contact with a candle, and once the resident realized what had happened, they, and two others, acted quickly and they put the fire out. Arcata Fire Chief Justin McDonald said in a statement that quick action on the occupant's part and having extinguishers on site made for a great outcome for the residents of the building. Eureka police arrested two men in connection with an armed robbery at a gas station on Broadway late Friday night, and evidence collected in connection with the investigation could tie the men to other crimes. Eureka police responded to a call that two men, one armed with a large knife, had just robbed the station at just before midnight. While en route, officers spotted the two men who matched the descriptions given by the clerk, and officers later arrested the men at an apartment complex on California Street. Officers then obtained search warrants for two apartments, and those searches turned up money taken during the robbery as well as other evidence. Joe Pinkard and David Flippin were both booked into county jail, and the investigation is ongoing. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services has confirmed that a fox from the Orleans area has tested positive for rabies, and one human was exposed and is now undergoing treatment. Any residents who may have had contact with a fox in the Orleans area in the past 30 days is urged to contact public health. It's the latest in a string of incidents involving the exposure of humans or their pets to rabid animals, and the fox is the 26th animal to test positive for rabies this year. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A former court employee receives jail time. Dan Squire has more.
A former assistant superior court manager who pleaded guilty to embezzlement in June will spend a year in jail for her crimes committed in 2008. Socorro Cervantes will serve the year in jail and pay victim restitution of $95,000 stemming from an investigation into missing cash payments made to the court in both traffic and criminal cases. Those payments were not entered into the court's case management system, and in the face of overwhelming circumstantial evidence, Cervantes resigned her position in 2009. Cervantes was later indicted by a grand jury for embezzlement and accused of stealing money from more than 200 cases. Deputy DAs Nina Eliseu and Christopher Yee were the lead prosecutors.
Thank you, Dan. Congressman Jared Huffman kicked off his Monday with a meet and greet at a coffee shop in Weaverville, and then he headed to Eureka. There, Huffman held a press conference with the owners of Six Rivers Solar, and Huffman presented owner Norm Ehrlich with a Sustainable North Coast Certificate in recognition of Six Rivers Solar's dedication to environmental stewardship and sustainability. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario has been hired as Novato City Manager following an announcement last week. Candelario, who has served as the Fortuna City Manager since September of 2012, is scheduled to take over the position on October 24th, and he will be Novato's 7th City Manager. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.